Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. I'm DJ Frederick.
When you see the man laying in a ask for help. And you don't want to tell him any lies. Don't laugh. Someday he might write a song about you.
Well, sometimes you just don't know what you're going to stumble upon here at the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement. Harry Wilcox Jr. from 1966 on the Yucca label. That was The Children of Bob Dylan. And we started off with Wilbert Harrison, Louie Louie from 1971. Well, we're picking through the casts off and treasures, the tunes that have been collecting dust here on the shelves for many a year before we kind of head them on out to the dumpster. Everybody either loves this tune or hates this tune. Nobody's somewhere in the middle. This is Glenn Rivera and Inagata De Vida.
Thank you.
You may ask yourself, how did I get here? You stumbled into the bargain basement of the Radio Thrift Shop, featuring the dustiest grooves on the planet. Literally.
Exploring science in the sea. Just because something is tiny doesn't mean it's defenseless. Some of the smallest organisms in the oceans, for example, have found ways to keep much larger organisms from gobbling them up. Researchers have studied how some types of algae and other organisms protect themselves from predators known as copepods. These are tiny shrimp-like creatures that are common in the top layers of the oceans. Copepods emit chemicals as they swim along. To other organisms, the chemicals are like a bad case of body odor. They trigger different reactions, depending on the species. And all of them help keep the potential prey from getting eaten. Some prey organisms, for example, produce toxins. That's a danger to the copepods, as well as to other forms of life, sometimes including people, so the copepods keep away. Other organisms change the way they glow. When a copepod touches them, they produce a bright flash of light. In the lab, the copepods dart away at high speed, like burglars being scared off by an alarm. And some species of algae survive by making themselves smaller. These species produce chains of cells, sometimes 20 or more. The chains are easy targets for copepods. In lab tests, though, algae exposed to the copepod's smell split into smaller chains, or even individual cells. That cut the amount of those species consumed by copepods by up to 90%. So some of the smallest organisms in the oceans may survive by getting even smaller. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
What a marvelous night for moonlands, with the stars above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance, neath the cover of October sky. But all leaves on trees are falling, to the sound of the breezes blow. And I'm trying to plead to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. You know the night's magic seems to whisper, but hey, and all the pale moonlight seems to shine in your place. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I won't make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. And I know that time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. When you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. And I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Oh, my love, my love, my love. One more dance with you. in the moonlight. Yeah, on that magic night. My love, my love, my love. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love?
The show that dares you to ask, but why? It's the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement, and I'm DJ Anonymous.
Mrs. Brown, you've caught a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Sides. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to try. She wants to return the things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Minds have changed. Ain't no good to try. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you. Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine. Don't let on. Don't say she's broke my heart. I go down on my knees, but it's no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you. Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine. Don't let on. Don't say she's broke my heart. It's no good to pine. Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter. Mrs. Brown, you got a lovely daughter.
Well, that wasn't so bad. The Now Generation with Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter. Song written by the guy who played Jim on The Vicar of Dibley, and he would always be, he had this stutter, and he would say, no, 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 yes, that was a good song. That was Jim. And before that, the Vinnie Rome Trio decimating Van Morrison's Moon Dance. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. If you care to correspond about this show, you can email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. What? You thought there'd be a bargain basement email address? No way.
This is our first tune. It's a winner. I'm sure it'll be a winner. It's called I Am a Ginseng Digger. One, two, a one, two. I took a stroll to the mountains with my hoe in my hand. I went through brushes and briars, digging ginseng all over the land. I looked north, south, east, and west to find ginseng where I can. Oh, I'm a ginseng digger, digging ginseng all over the land. I am a ginseng digger with my hoe in my hand. Through nettles, brush, and briar, digging ginseng all over the land. I hung my foot in a gate pipe, it threw me down the hill. I fell on a full-grown ginseng. Oh, I dug it, I always will. I dug up a full-grown ginseng and hit a hornet's nest. They all went up my trousers and I ran away from all those pests. Yeah, I am a ginseng digger with my hoe in my hand. Through nettles, brush, and briar, digging ginseng all over the land. Rattlesnake, he struck at me, it missed me by a hair. I threw a rock and killed him and went on digging ginseng right there. I made money on that mountain, saw sunset in the west. My pockets full of ginseng, I went home then to have a rest. Yeah, I am a ginseng digger with my hoe in my hand. Through nettles, brush, and briar, digging ginseng all over the land. Yeah, I'm digging ginseng all over the land. Ginseng all over the land. Yeah, digging ginseng all over the land. Oh, I'm digging ginseng, baby. I'm digging ginseng all over the land. Yeah, digging ginseng, digging, yeah, digging ginseng all over the land.
Some employment counseling from the Radio Thrift Shop. I hope you enjoyed that. Digging ginseng all over the land. Well, I am DJ Frederick, a.k.a. DJ Anonymous. Thank you for listening. I hope that this has brought a smile to your face, or at least been some kind of distraction, or maybe even noise in the background. So until soon, there'll be another occasional broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop Bargain Basement.